Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you have been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode
24.
We survived.
Yes.
So
our podcast is almost, what do you call it?
The 25th anniversary?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Is that wood? No, I don't know. So we had a interesting time in the last couple
months. Sorry, we haven't been podcasting.
We kind of had a little thing called a hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hurricane Beryl.
Yeah, and it took us out.
Came barreling down. So that was, Monday, July 8th in the morning.
Yeah. Right? And before then, we were running every day.
We were doing our 30 days of running.
Yeah.
We were on day 10 or 11.
Yeah, and it wrecked everything.
Day 10, yeah. Then, we lost power, right? So did mostly everybody in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So when did we break out the generator? We had a little generator that we had.
The next morning,
because it was cool enough, we didn't need it.
Yeah.
And then, we had to turn it on the next day. So we connected the TV so we could watch the news.
I guess the hurricane came right over us. I guess John's going to put in pictures.
That's the picture on the on the website, is the where we were and where the eye went.
Yeah.
So we were just at the eye wall, I guess. We tried to connect the internet, but the internet was down, so we didn't have that. We had a fan.
That didn't help very well.
So we had the fan, and then we hooked it up to our refrigerator.
And we stopped working out altogether.
Yeah, because it was a little warm. It got a bit warm.
Yeah.
And at night, it felt really warm.
And sticky.
It was oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
So the body just kind of wears down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When did you go to work? We both went to work Wednesday, Thursday?
Well, I tried to go to work and then I turned around.
Because all the traffic lights were blinking, so you couldn't go.
And it was going to take like 2 days to get to work.
Yeah, that's a long time. Right. So you turned around that one day and then we both went to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
The HOV lanes were not operational, so we couldn't do that. So we just dealt with all the traffic going to work.
I call it the HOV.
The HOV, the HOV, high occupancy vehicle.
Yeah.
So we made it through that week. And you said, I can't stand it.
I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I was so grumpy.
Yeah.
I was so tired of being hot.
But you had air conditioning at work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I. Then we'd come home and have the heat.
And then we'd deal, yeah.
And our little dog was home. He survived.
He did so well. He didn't seem like he was grumpy.
Yeah, he just slept.
I know.
Yeah, we'd come home. You survived. You made it.
Poor guy.
So you said, let's go somewhere. So
Friday night.
So Friday night, that day I got us a hotel in LaGrange, Texas.
Yeah, it was so peaceful.
Out in the country with the cows.
And we saw these cows and they look like big dogs.
Long-eared Brahma cows.
They look like dogs.
Yeah, they're Brahma cow. Brahma bull.
I've
Brahma
never
cows.
Seen anything like that.
Yeah. And our dog was with us. Our dog enjoyed the hotel.
Yeah.
Our little Chiweenie. Then
we went to the Hampton out there. It's a really nice Hampton.
Hampton Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ate at Lucy's.
There's such cute little restaurants out there.
Yeah, we ate at
We weren't going to go to the wine fields, but
the wine tasting,
but we were still tired.
Yeah.
I think we were just trying to recover.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had, Mexican the first night, Friday night, and then Saturday night we had, I don't know what you would call it. I had wings.
Some big sandwich.
Yeah. At Lucy's.
Lucy's. It's so good.
Yeah. And then, of course, that's when we saw the shooting. Saw it on TV there. So that's where we were when we saw it. Then we came back Sunday.
And I was so bummed. It was still out.
Yeah, because, the funny part was Friday night, like an hour before we got to the hotel, we got a text from the electric company saying, your power's back up. And we're like, okay, we can just enjoy the weekend. Mm-hmm. Then an hour later, right before we got to the hotel, it said, oh, but you have no power at your house.
Yeah.
So we were wondering if it was going to be back by the time we came back that Sunday, and it wasn't.
No.
So out came the generator again, and we went through Monday, Tuesday, and then
Wednesday
it said it was going to be through Sunday.
Yeah.
And then it came on Thursday.
Yeah.
It came back on Thursday when we got home. And apparently what they did was they came through our neighbor's backyard in a big tank with a new power station in the that we have in the corner of our...
Because our tree, with the winds, messed up.
Yeah, our tree, one of the trees fell, and it was right next to the power box. So I guess it ruined it. And so they gave us a new one, but then because of all the rain that we had, it made big divots in the yard.
Yeah.
Our fence was down, too.
We came home, and we had threw out everything out of our fridge. Like everything.
Yeah.
Started fresh.
Then we cleaned the fridge. That was nice.
It was a nice clean fridge.
And then you didn't want to buy food for the longest time. Right? Yeah. And then what happened yesterday?
I went and bought a bunch of food. No, but I'm still not buying very many condiments.
The condiments are nothing, but you just bought a whole bunch of meat we couldn't put in our freezer. That was Thursday?
Uh-huh.
And then what happened yesterday, Saturday? Power went out.
Oh, yeah, just for 4 hours.
Yeah, but we didn't know that.
Yeah.
The neighbors were all cussing outside. They were mad about the power going out.
Yeah.
It was out for 3.5 hours. I guess they were doing some debris, chopping down debris by power lines.
But we're moving in November, so all that meat will be gone.
Okay, that's good. Because we're going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the hurricane. Now, what happened to our working out during that time? And even when the power came on, we just didn't feel
like... We were still exhausted.
Yeah, we were really exhausted. Even through that weekend, that when power came back up, we tried to go running. Maybe we ran once.
Mm-hmm.
But that was about it.
We were just tired. I don't know how the cowboys did it.
Oh, yeah, all the... Indigenous people.
And it was hot.
Look, I'm using that word, indigenous. Indigenous people that lived here.
Mm-hmm. And it was hot here, the same.
Yeah.
And it was maybe it wasn't as hot.
They didn't have air conditioning, right?
But it probably wasn't as hot.
I don't know. As it is now. Still, it was hot.
It was hot. I don't know how they did it.
And then, it's not like the Olympics in France. Oh, they don't have air conditioning either.
Mm-hmm.
All the complaints from the Olympians. There's no air conditioning.
Yeah.
So we just started slow.
Yeah. So we're back on track.
Well, you are. I keep trying and then...
Today was so, so hot.
Yeah, it's going to be over 100 degrees and that's before the heat index.
Yeah.
Today, tomorrow, and Tuesday.
So yesterday I went and did a 20-mile bike. Today I did a 4-mile run.
Yep.
The run was really slow, but the bike, I did okay.
And I
wasn't as hot.
And I did nothing yesterday.
No, John did the lawn because
I did yard
we
work.
Have to get it done. And
okay, then yeah. I only ran 2 miles today.
Yeah,
but we did track Tuesday last Tuesday.
Oh yeah, that was
and
fun.
And there was lightning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was like, "Is it coming our way?" While we were running,
we should go do that again.
We ran Monday, so
yeah, let's go Tuesday again.
Okay, we can do that. So we're getting back up to it, but why are you, and I'm not as motivated as you, but why are you so motivated to work out right now?
John's started making fun of me.
Okay, wait, I'm going to insert it right here so I know where it is, okay?
Okay. Yeah, and thinking about that 70.3, I'm going to just announce it. I will not do the Galveston. I will not.
Texas 70.3 in Galveston because it gets a little warm on the run.
I can't handle it. I can't handle the heat. It's just the heat. Oh, I decided I'm going to do Galveston half Ironman.
Galveston 70.3 2025, dead or alive. That's your motto? Okay.
Yeah. John's going to laugh. I'm just not going to do Galveston, but that's not until April.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's not just my stomach about Galveston. It's the heat.
And your fear of being in the middle of the bay.
Yeah. So I sign up for half Ironman Galveston.
Texas 70.3 in Galveston.
The one that I said, no way.
The one that you said, no, yes, no. And now you're back to yes.
Yeah.
But now you're stuck because you actually signed up for it.
Yeah. So... I mean, I've been doing a lot of heat training.
You've been doing great this year with the heat training. I think that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And actually, my watch said I'm 95% heat acclimated.
Wow. Then, good.
Supposedly, you know, it's just a watch. But I did throw up this year.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Which could be, you know, it just depends on when the heat comes, because April could be the beginning of when it starts getting hot.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, you will or it won't be hot. This last year wasn't hot, which was nice.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago, it was actually cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it just depends.
We'll see. And then I get to swim in with the fishes, so I'm not watching any shark videos or shows.
We're done watching Shark Week.
Yeah.
That was interesting, though.
I know.
But so, okay, no shark videos till you're done.
I'm just going to train for it.
Yeah.
And focus on what I'm doing and not focus on scary stuff that I've said no to.
Just keep your head down and just swim.
Just
get
swim.
It done.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So you want to work on swimming more, but we can't. Why is that?
Oh, so our pool is out.
The
community pool. It went out with the hurricane.
The Olympic. No, it was working
I mean,
after.
It was working, but then.
Because we swam once or twice.
I guess the motor, the pump's not working.
Pump motor is bad.
So I went running today and checked and the sign is off.
So that means today we're going to go try. This
and
afternoon
see.
And go see if it's back up and going so we can get back on it.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to do a lot of open water swims.
And I can't believe since the pool's been taken away, I was like, oh man, I miss swimming. But swimming is like the worst
you
event
hate swimming.
For me. But I can't believe I've been missing it.
And you know how weird we are? Our the gym... In the medical center that we used last time
is shut down.
Is closed
permanently. I know.
So now when we look for a place to live, we have to find a gym with a pool.
Yeah. So we have to go we're moving where we know there's a pool with a gym with a pool.
So
it's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, that's our life. Man. We really are addicted to triathlon.
Yeah.
Where are you moving to? Place by a pool?
That's
where we can practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like that. that 24-hour fitness is open 24 hours. We can get up earlier than, I mean, we used to go when we...
Okay, I'm going to hold you
when
to
we
it.
Went, remember when we went to the gym, the LA Fitness, we had a choice of two LA Fitnesses by where we live now. Mm-hmm. We'd be there at 5, the door would open, and we'd go in, and these two ladies would go take their lanes, yeah. Right? They would go, before they even would change, they would go put their bags on the lane,
yeah.
On the side, and we're already in the water, and they're in changing, and then mm-hmm. they come back out. So
they're very pushy.
So we can go at 4 in the morning and just, we can do long swims in the small
pool.
Okay,
I'm going to hold you to it.
That's fine. I can do that.
Yeah.
So we're going to go and we're going to have to get you. You said you wanted a new wetsuit.
Yeah, because I read in the reviews about the half Ironman Galveston that they had jellyfish getting up. So my wetsuit is sleeveless. So I'm going to have to get a wetsuit with sleeves.
Like mine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember any, but then I don't know what year was that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you just read one of the comments someone had. But it's a fun swim. It's cold. That water is cold. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing because water doesn't turn warm around here until May, mid-May.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some, what we'll probably do is we'll do a lot of long timed swims in the pool for a while. And then we'll start doing drills. And then maybe February and March, we'll go to the open water. It'll be cold, but at least you'll have the wetsuit. So you can try it. And then we also decide.
If they let us.
Why wouldn't they let us?
I don't know.
The scuba divers go out there and still go out.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's see. And then we decided we're going to go down to Galveston and do the bike rides down there when we can.
Mm-hmm.
So you can at least get used to the straight, long, boring course.
Yeah.
Though it's nice.
But at least it's flat.
It's flat. You get crosswinds. But you can get used to those.
Yeah, John's done the Galveston half Ironman.
Yeah.
Once.
But I did a 51-50 there too.
Oh.
That was
yeah.
I liked that. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
51-50. You swam in the same place as the Ironman swim, but it was cut short. I think it's what? 300 or 400 yards shorter. Mm-hmm. So it's almost the same swim. And then the bike was, cut short. 25 instead of 20, instead of 56 miles.
Yeah.
But no, that it's fun. I liked it.
Yeah, I guess no one's got eaten by a shark yet.
Yeah. So you won't be the first. You would be the first. Sorry. All right. What else is going on? How's your gut?
Oh, yeah. That's another reason why I decided to not do the half Ironman. Just because I was having gut problems.
It's in the clip. Right.
So I went and saw a GI doctor. He gave me some medicine. I've been on medicine. I can eat finally. Seen a nutritionist. She's teaching me how to eat. And my stomach's doing so much better.
Yeah. So it wasn't until after that
And I got all my stool testing done, and there's nothing wrong. No diseases or
nothing causing it.
Viruses.
So it's just your biome. So what does your medicine do? Put a protective shield around your gut?
In the colon, it stops the water coming out.
The leaking?
It's like...
From your intestines into your... Or coming in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just think the medicine, it's like a powder I drink, and it just kind of coats my colon and stops it from anything coming out. That's what I picture it as.
Okay.
But... Yeah, so it's doing so much better, and I've been running and biking
And you can eat normal foods, but you still watch what you eat.
Yeah.
You're still high fiber, right?
And that's with, the with IBS, you're supposed to have more fiber. I've learned so it keeps the good bugs in, which I've never knew that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So? Oh, I just thought it made you go to the bathroom more.
No. Fiber. No, the fiber is, she pushes me to eat more fiber because it keeps you full, and it keeps good bugs in your in your colon.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, I don't have to. I eat what you eat.
Uh-huh.
Although sometimes I skip the vegetables.
I don't know why.
I like the vegetables.
Yeah,
I'm just trying don't like to, so many vegetables.
I'm just trying to help John eat well and with his health, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dog likes cauliflower. But you don't eat raw cauliflower. You don't eat raw vegetables. You cook them now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been eating salads again.
Yeah. It was actually kind of nice to have salads at lunch. Yeah, I was like, oh, salads,
I put, like, black beans in them, and I eat a lot of chickpeas now in them. I've been eating a lot of Greek yogurt without a bunch of sugar in it. A lot of cottage cheese that has protein in it.
Yeah, one substitution you made, and I didn't even notice it, is you use, instead of sour cream, you use that Fage Greek, that Fage yogurt.
Uh-huh. It's F-A-G-E.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that there wasn't cream cheese.
I guess you can put that in a lot of stuff, like smoothies, anything.
Yeah, twice now we had Mexican, and that's what you used for cottage cheese.
So that's going to be
sour cream.
Yeah, that's going to be my sour cream. It's like full of protein, so my nutritionist is teaching me eat with what you could use for your body, not with what you want for your body. So
you are actually have more fiber and more protein.
Yeah. And it helps your gut.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what types of things are high fiber besides vegetables?
Like apple is high fiber. Beans are like 30 grams of one cup of beans is like 30 grams of fiber in one setting.
And how many grams are you supposed to have a day?
At least 25, so that covers it.
Oh, really? I thought it was 70.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
Yeah, and so 25 grams, and then protein up to 100. No.
Maybe that's what the 70 was.
No. Let me read it on my phone.
Okay, while she's looking that up, we'll have a commercial break here for our sponsor. Oh, we don't have any sponsors.
Yes, so 25 grams of fiber, 100 grams of protein, and 200 grams of carbs I have.
And you up your grams when you're working out.
Up to 200 grams of carbs, up to 100 grams of protein.
And when you're working out, you up your carbs.
Yeah, which I need to be. Even a lot more. And then at least 1,500 calories a day. And that 1,500 is really hard to get up to.
Which is really weird because...
Unless we eat out.
Or eat really a lot easy. Of cookies or cakes or candy.
But it's really hard.
Yeah, which is... And you're going to lose weight because you're under your 2,200 a day.
Uh-huh.
So you're at a deficit of calories. So that
how
was the other goal.
How did you get 200 a day?
2,200?
That's how much I should be having.
Yeah. That's normal. That's your normal burn in a day.
Gosh, that's going to Whataburger.
Without working out.
Wow.
Doesn't your phone show you that? When it splits your calories? Doesn't it split your calories? Your watch?
Split my calories?
Yeah. When you're... on your how many calories you've expended in the day, it has your
resting and the active.
Yes, the resting is your metabolic rate.
Oh.
That's what that is.
Wherever
your calories are, yeah. So it's, I think 2,200 is typical.
So right here's my calories.
Yeah, typical is typical in a day is 2,200 to stay where you are. So yeah, you go to fast food.
My total right here on my phone, it says $16.99.
Because it's not midnight yet. So this is $1,200 for the day you're resting, $500 active.
Mm-hmm. I did $500 yesterday.
Yeah. What a slacker. Working out
for. But in the weekdays, I kind of slack, but I think I'm going to up it.
That's because that's the weekdays.
Yeah.
When we start doing training, I'm more.
By the end of yesterday.
Yeah, but
it was that.
Yeah, it looks like, see, your resting is actually 1886. So you're not even burning the typical, according to your watch.
Yeah.
But the normal typical is 2200 is what people use as a baseline.
Oh.
So you go to Whataburger or fast food, that's right there. You're done. You know.
Wow. Going through all of them.
You eat five Snicker bars in a day, you're done.
So all these go to 22 on my totals.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So that's your basal metabolic rate.
I'll have to tell my nutritionist this, what's on you. She probably knows.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've always used, was 2,200 in a day. So when you were doing 1,000 a day, I was like, no wonder you feel like crap because you're not eating enough.
And then you're not going to lose weight, right?
No, and then your body, your metabolism slows down. And then you're trying to work out and then you're even less.
Mm.
So your body's not fueling. So that's why you got to keep track of it.
That's why you got to eat my oatmeal with me in the morning.
I eat oatmeal.
I've been making overnight oats. It's so good. The recipe is like a half a cup of oatmeal, half a cup uncooked, half a cup of almond milk. Stir it. Put some berries in it. Put some cinnamon in it. Put a little bit of, like, a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of peanut butter in it. Or you can put a banana on top later and not put the berries in. The berries is just...
And then you just leave it in the fridge overnight?
And just stir it. You don't cook the oatmeal, which I've cooked the oatmeal before and it's slimy and gross. Just stir it, put it in the refrigerator overnight. It's so good.
And what does that do for you?
Well, it helps me with being full.
Yeah, we just watched a video on that, the overnight oats, what the guy was saying.
Yeah.
It helps break down some of the oatmeal and gives you some kind of protective something with it being overnight. Is it more easily digestible? Something like that?
I think so. It tastes different than cooking it because in a pot.
Because there's a part of oatmeal that will rip your guts out if you go through. Yeah. If you just eat it.
Oh, and then we heard about smoothies. I think I'm going to replace my spinach with kale.
Baby kale.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be baby kale.
Yeah. I'm going to put that in my Kroger.
Because too much spinach,
I guess, rips your gut out.
Forms these crystals. When you eat it raw, that's what you taste in your mouth. It reacts with the calcium in your mouth and forms this crystal. And then it goes through your...
would do that?
He said it was like knives going through your gut lining.
Yeah, so...
So I said, oh, good. I don't have to eat spinach now.
But here I found a bag of kale.
No, not kale. Baby kale.
It is baby kale. It's small. See?
It's not baby kale.
It's little pieces.
Hey. I thought kale was rougher.
I know, kale's rougher than spinach.
Yeah. He also had a couple other things you could use, but we should look into that some.
Oh, but here's baby kale. Yeah,
that's the one.
Oh, item out of stock.
Because everyone loves baby kale. Not.
I do in my smoothies.
Remember you made kale, what you cooked it in the, you baked it in the oven and made kale crisps.
Yeah.
With a little bit of olive oil and salt.
Kryn loves those.
Yeah. You guys are weird.
Yeah.
You guys are weird.
But yeah, so my stomach is doing much better. And I'm learning to eat way different.
All right. Now what?
Anything else?
Well, we're almost...
So John, I guess John's trying to figure out what he should...
Yeah, I actually woke up one day and I couldn't walk.
Yeah, because he twisted it and...
I didn't twist it. I just got up and my knee was... Something was in my knee joint,
mm-hmm.
which I think we've talked about it before. I make pearls in my knee.
I have some?
No. they're not for sale. And they don't give them back to me anyway. They, because I'm bone on bone, and when I run, but I don't run where I take really big strides and I don't have a lot of pounding on my knees. I kind of like do the shuffle truffle when I run.
Shuffle truffle? That sounds good.
So it doesn't put a lot of stress on my knees, the way I run. I'm sure I look funny, but... But yeah, I got up and I couldn't walk because my knee was just hurting. And I could feel there was something in there. So I ended up, I did a deep squat,
mm-hmm.
and that moved it out of where it was. So I was fine the rest of the day and I've been fine. But now when I go running, every now and then I can feel it, like just on the side.
Yeah.
Which is typical of what the last one was. The last one grew to like a 50 cent piece. It was flat. It was a 50 cent piece, like on the side of my joint. The doctor was really surprised that it grew that big. And I said, just because I kept moving it to the side. So I don't want it to get that big again. So I don't know if surgery's in my future again, which typically it would be. But this is probably the longest time I've went without having knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It was before we moved to Pensacola.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it is. Because I was thinking of doing a half Ironman too. But if it's not in May, maybe it'll be next October. So it just depends. There's some other
things. Before our cruise, because we decided to go.
Oh yeah, November, yeah.
We're not going to be able with moving and everything to go do our cruise in January. So yeah, we think we'll just go do it next November.
Thanksgiving cruise.
I know.
Wonder if they have big turkeys at the table.
We can't be away on Thanksgiving.
Then the kids would be like, what are we going to eat? Like, here's some TV dinners.
Just come have to our house and you guys can have it together.
All right.
That's so mean.
We are mean. We're so mean.
No, we wouldn't go. But we are planning on going in next November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's it.
And I guess we're going to try to go swim today.
Yep. And we're going to leave here in 15 minutes so we can wait. As soon as the gate opens.
And we can go.
Open. We can go grab the gate. Grab a lane.
Because
it's probably over 100 degrees right now outside.
I know. So we'll just see.
Yeah. And it's fresh water in the pool because they just pumped it and cleaned it.
Mm-hmm.
If the pump is working. So we'll see. Alrighty.
All right. Adios.
Okay.
Addicted to try and stay.
This is your saying. You came up with this saying, but you can never say it.
Stay addicted and try.